Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hola, everybody.
Hola.
Monday edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. And something to address before we begin, and this is no secret, as Mike announced it on Facebook, but he lost his mom over the weekend, and he's going to be out for a couple days. He'll be back on Wednesday, and we, of course, send our thoughts and prayers to the entire yes. O'Mara family. Mike, we spoke to him this morning. He's doing okay, considering, and he is immensely appreciative for all the love and the support that you guys have sent him via social media. He really, really wanted us to convey that. Thank you guys so much. He's really doing okay, and they've got such a great family that you can look at a life of so many years and spin it positively.
Because, absolutely,
as my Uncle Billy once said, a life well lived. And it's something that you really need to think that there are many positives in a situation like this. He will be back on Wednesday. He's looking forward to being back on the show, but he's going to take a couple days to deal with the family business, which is to be absolutely understood. Until then, we do ask that you respect his and the family's privacy. And if you want to shoot him a prayer, I think that'd be awfully nice. Before we start the show, I wanted to share what Mike wrote on Facebook, just in case you missed it, because I thought it was excessively sweet, very nice, and very well said. Mike posted this on the morning of Saturday, March 19th. Mike writes, "Many of my listeners didn't know why I was in Boston this week. My mom, in recent days, took a turn for the worse. Yesterday morning, 10:10 a.m., with my niece and I holding both of her hands, my mom left this world peacefully. Mary Elizabeth O'Mara lived a beautiful life, until the very end concerned herself with everyone but herself. I have been blessed with many good things in this life, and having a mother like mine is at the top of the list. I pray that she is now reunited with her beloved husband Bill and watching all of her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren from heaven. Rest well, Mary. There will never be another one like you."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Look at that. What's the matter?
It's cold. It's the air conditioning. Why do they always turn those things up so high? I'll probably get the flu.
You want me to ask them for a blanket?
You got to be very careful with air conditioning. You know, Francis and I, we've got one in the bedroom. I never let her turn it on in the summer.
Oh, she must be crazy about that. What's the matter now?
I got this. My ears are filling up. I got this sinus condition. It's the change in temperature. I always get it from air conditioning.
Maybe it'll go away.
No, it's all part of my allergies. I get them in the summer.
Only in the summer?
And in the winter, too. I get them all year long. Allergic to foods. And pillows and curtains and perfumes. Can you imagine that? Allergic to perfumes? That used to drive Frances crazy. For a while, she couldn't wear anything except my aftershave lotion. I was impossible to live with.
Stop that, will you? What are you doing?
I'm trying to clear up my ears. You create a pressure inside your head. It opens up the eustachian tube.
Did it open up?
I think I strained my throat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Played that for a reason. First weekend in a long time that I had to deal with both allergies and snow.
Yeah, they don't normally overlap. Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Spread out.
online, on the air, and on your mobile device. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. And if you're here, you do too. Another great thing about that was I don't think Maddie's ever heard that tape.
Yeah.
And to watch Jack Lemmon make those noise for 60 full seconds and her hearing it, a true pleasure. Very, very strong.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Avant. Hey, everybody, let's talk money. The truth is that sometimes honest, hardworking folks need a little extra, and banks don't always make it fast or easy. I'll tell you who does. Avant. Finally, there's a company that gets it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans from $1,000 to $35,000 without ever setting foot in a branch. You simply go to avantoffer.com, check your competitive rate. Checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Complete your application in minutes. The funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. See how easy and convenient borrowing is through avantoffer.com. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer and to check your rate risk-free, go to avantoffer.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code TMOS. AvantOffer.com and TMOS. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of the Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Welcome aboard Avant. Nice to have them part of the TMOS family. And hello, everybody. It's the Rob and Oscar Show. As I said, Mike will be back in on Wednesday. Hope you all had a fine weekend. Strange weather when snow rolls through. It was. Did you get any in the town?
Well, snow in March is something we've had in the past year. But because we had such a horrible February and January.
Right.
I feel like I was like, oh, we're getting out of the woods.
Yeah.
It's 70 once in a while, and there's the sun has shown itself, and they're talking about the cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
No. Snowflakes.
Snowflakes. Big quarter-sized snowflakes. Yeah. They look like tracker devices. They're about the size of the tracker device falling all over. There was enough that we made, you know, I said, this isn't going to happen. We planned a grill on Saturday night. Oh. And so I actually went out and slipped on my deck on the way to the grill.
Don't be a rube.
I was a rube. That's my problem. So anyway, and you had a successful Big O and Dukes.
Yes, we had a live show. We hadn't done one some time at Jam and Java. Sold out.
In Vienna.
Friday night. Yes. It's interesting because my new schedule, which, you know, involves the University of Maryland Business School. They dictate it.
You ask like they're like a contributor.
I had a full day of classes. The date just overlapped on a day of school, right?
Understood.
And then going to Jam and Java and doing a show, you think that that'd be tough. It was generally tough getting to the venue because of all the traffic on a Friday evening from College Park to Vienna, Virginia, right?
Vienna, Virginia, as you know, I lived there for a little while. And there's a motto. It's in Latin. And it's written very small on the city crest. It says, impossible to turn left. That is the, because the traffic, the entire city locks up.
That same feeling you get when we do a great show here, where you're walking on cloud nine and you just feel like you're blessed to do this for a living is the same feeling I felt when we wrapped up the show on Friday night.
Pictures look great. Looks like you guys killed it.
We had a lot of fun. The crowd was great. And thank you to everybody that came out, because I know a lot of people that support that show support this show as well. So thank you.
Great overlap. My father and I were discussing this very morning. There's the bulk of glassy-eyed Oscar pictures on Facebook.
Sober Oscar.
But still glassy-eyed.
Yes, probably off the 10-hour energy I had to take to get through the evening.
Okay, understand.
But the energy from the crowd really made it worth it. And awesome. It's just nice to see people. And it just reminds you, how blessed you are to do that for a living and to continue to do it. Hung out with everybody, got back in the car around 1 a.m., decided, well, you know, it's 1, you've gone to bed later doing projects, you should probably go to class tomorrow and not go, right?
Right, right.
So went
to, double negative, yeah, you probably should go.
Yes, so went to class, was exhausted all day, done with Saturday, and we had heard Mike's, the announcement he made, and it reminded me that I hadn't seen my mom in a couple of weeks, and I'd like to go see her, right?
Now, let me ask you about Saturday class, because I spend a lot of time with you in different situations, but we've never had a class together. When you are really, really on fumes, like you were on Saturday,
yes.
And, you know, there's only so much 10-hour energy can do,
Is it a crabby Oscar? Is it a quiet Oscar? Is it an Oscar that can't keep his eyes open? What kind of Oscar did the professor get?
No, you've got... Luckily, we have great professors,
yes.
So you want to stay engaged.
Good, good, good.
So when you... And that's, I think, the key to any class, especially when you have people in class for 5, 6 hours, seven hours sometimes.
True enough.
You want to keep them engaged. And if you're at hour four and people are still nodding and... You know, taking part.
Yeah,
you're doing your job.
You're doing your job, right? Absolutely. Because I've got VCU. By the way, they did it. They came in second yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations.
Good job.
Yeah.
They were in it till the very end.
They look good.
They did look pretty good.
I thought they were going to win that game.
When I saw them, when I saw on Friday that their opponents were going to be the Sooners, I said, "Well, really, no need to tune in on this one."
Well, in Oklahoma, too,
yeah.
Right?
So it's another great second tier effort.
Close.
Very close.
They lost it at the end, but they were close.
Very close. Those foul shots would have come in really handy.
But I was
going to say at VCU, I have many notebooks from professors that I wouldn't say are engaging.
Yeah.
That when I look back on them, you can actually see my pen trailing off the paper because that's me falling asleep in class. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a murder mystery when the poison kicks in and his pen trails off. So you didn't deal with that on Saturday.
I didn't, luckily. So class ends and I head to Olney, Maryland instead of going back home. I call my girl and I say, hey, look, I'm not coming home. I'm going to spend some time with my mom. And I'm sure that she needs me to do a few things around the house in the morning. Right?
What's so great is that, he's kept engaged with his girlfriend, too.
That's right.
You are literally engaged to her.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So she understood. That's not like a sticking point.
No. I mean, if it was, we probably wouldn't be together.
I suppose. Okay. So what time do you get to your mom's house?
I get to my mom's about 7:30, 8 o'clock. She's not home. I'm like, oh. Some peace and quiet for 2 hours, probably.
You have the whole house to yourself.
She probably went out with her book club, whatever they do, and I'm okay. And it's my childhood home, so anybody that goes back home, and they remember how comfortable it is. Best place to take a nap, mm-hmm. best place to eat their food, best place to see what's in the fridge outside with all the snacks.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
So I'm there like, oh, I'm going to order a pizza.
Has she stepped up her snack game?
No, they're horrible.
Because I know you've complained in the past.
But I'll eat whatever's there. But at least it's there, right?
Right.
Because I know that, God bless my girl, she just doesn't shop very well.
Right. We can fix this.
And the only thing that saves her is Blue Apron, which she's gotten very good at. So,
good.
I went through the pantry. I sit down, relax. I'm gonna rack up their on-demand bill.
Good.
And I said, all right, what movies could I order on their bill? And there's something great about doing that as an adult still, because you're like, I'm still getting one over on them, right?
Right. Oh,
yeah, it's so awesome. And then
and
my mom
she's
will
not
call-
going to look over the
no,
bill.
No, she'll call me later on. She said, what happened? I said, I got you later,
Est-ce que c'est the Kingsman, que?
Oh, mire el, what is it? Oh, my God, is it? What's the thing called? Mockingjay. El Mockingjay. Because that's what I bought. And I bought it because they don't let you rent it yet. I bought it for $20 and left it on their machine.
That's a deal.
I ordered it and the movie starts and then I hear the garage. And like a little kid.
Yes.
It's like a Pavlovian effect. I get up and start cleaning. Because like a little kid, my mom, that garage is a trigger for me to say, oh, you better have everything straight or she's going to be upset. Right?
I have 62 seconds to make sure everything is picked up. Right?
And I ran into the kitchen, picked up the milk, the cereal, the snack I found.
Right.
And then picked up everything. When she got in, it looked like I had just been throwing a party because everything was clean.
Too clean.
Too clean.
So it was suspicious.
Suspicious.
Yeah. You can't play that game.
No.
You have to leave at least a dish out, something, a sticky glass.
And I felt bad for all of 20 seconds because as soon as she came in, I remembered why my dad leaves for Latin America. Because she rattled off why and how with things I needed to do. And I said, well, nice to see you too.
Did she even know you were going to be there?
Well, she saw my car in the driveway.
But until she pulled up, there was no clue. So she formulated a list in a minute.
Within the garage opening, right?
Yeah, a minute to
wait. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I just want to watch Mockingjay Lady. I have only slept for 4 hours the day before. If I fall asleep here, it's going to be great.
Right.
And she starts pulling out a doorbell out of a Home Depot bag that I need to install. She says that we have an issue with our air filters for the HVAC system. She's piling all of this on the kitchen table.
God, you know what? She had to have some sort of mother's intuition that you were going to be by mm-hmm. in the near future, because she had a list at
it
least
was
mentally
on standby.
Prepared.
Yeah. She had, and there was no excuse of mine, like, hey, Mom, I'll stop by next week and take care of that.
There was no fumbling. There was no donde está la doorbell.
No.
She had it ready to go.
No. And then this is the rub.
Yes.
I had bought them a fax machine and a printer separately. By the way, you can pick up a fax machine for $49 these days. Nobody uses them
anymore. The most expensive part about buying a fax machine is finding the time machine to buy it.
Well, because she's old, I figured I'm not going to teach her a new
technology
printer.
Okay.
God knows I can't tell her how to scan something on her phone. So we'll use the big buttons and the old fax.
Sure, sure.
So she goes, "Tengo que fax something," right? So I'm like, right now it's probably 10:45 as she's giving me all these orders.
Wow.
I'm like, well, she's got some international business to do. Of course. I set up the fax and she says, okay, this is just when I need to use the fax next week. I'm saying, you're planning out the fax now?
You need to have your fax ready a week out.
Yes.
So it's very, very
important.
And I don't
know if it's an old people bit. And God bless Mike. I hope my mom makes it to 95. I don't think our people have that type of stamina. Just because I think it's just not in our DNA, right?
She'll make it.
Oh, I don't think so.
She'll make it, and she'll make your life a living hell the whole time.
But I sat there, and I was like, you know, you've done everything for us.
Sure.
But now we're paying it back tenfold. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You didn't
like
tell
that
her
sacrifice
this.
Of
you
her learning
her
English,
this, did you?
And coming over to the promised land and giving us an opportunity. Like, she knows. Before, it was kind of like that humble brag where you're like, you know, I sacrificed everything for you. But now she knows we know.
This
and
is,
she knows.
This is her going to business school. You know that?
We're paying every piece of it. And by we, I mean me. Because it's like, your sister won't answer, your brother won't answer, and I'm there live and in person, and now it's time to party, right?
This is her version of going to business school. That she made the ultimate sacrifice, and she's counting on everything coming back. And you know what? Make no mistake. She knew this was going to work out.
She told me I looked like a drogadicto, like a drug addict, because I had circles under my eyes.
Sure.
She said that maybe I should look into Botox. Because sands of time aren't treating me too well.
And I disagree.
And she called me fat because she said, I can see you haven't been eating healthy.
But
and
that all doesn't those things, make you fat.
Well, if you gain 10 pounds in my house, you're old tubby, right?
That's true. And besides, your frame.
And she keeps it real. And it's true. Everything she's saying is true. Right. I do look like I did 10 lines and stayed up all night, like on vinyl. I didn't do that. I was up all night working, and then I went to school, right?
Right, of course.
And then, yes, my sports coat's a little snug because I hit the buffet a few times, right?
Yeah, well, man's got to eat. Yeah.
Well, that's the only thing that keeps you up when you haven't slept.
Need fuel.
It's a complex carbs. So I might have hit the cake pops a few many times at UMD. I'm sorry.
Wow.
But
hold on, you get cake pops?
Well, for the dollars you spend, they give you they actually cater the fare. So they keep you on campus.
Wow. Maybe I should go back to school. If there's cake pops, just thinking about
it. So when I come home and your mom calls you fat, she says you look like S. And by the way, there's 10 things you need to do before you leave tomorrow afternoon.
Right.
Here you go. It kind of makes you rethink about how great it is to have your family close, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. And it is. And the problem is you really can't defend yourself against it.
No. It's for the same reason I got up and cleaned the kitchen before she walked in.
Because you're still scared of her.
And then waited by the garage door so I could salute her when she walked in, right?
Generalissimo.
Yes.
Or Ma, I guess.
And then I said, hey, Mom, I see you're tired. You want to get some, you want me to order some food? And she says Chinese and I say pizza. What I'm saying is, of course, I want pizza, but you want Chinese. That means I have to go pick it up.
Right.
Because they don't deliver. So I did that. I don't mind doing what I do. It's just a little tough when you've only slept for a total of 8 hours in 2 days.
I think if you had had a full 10 hours of sleep the night before and showed up after Botox, it still would have been tough.
I just don't know. I mean, I like that my mom keeps it real, but sometimes it hurts.
Well, the truth can hurt.
Yeah, and then for this entire 3 days, I'm like, I do look like shit.
Don't say that.
The pain that I feel inside is now on the outside.
Yeah, it kills your
self-esteem. Before, I was like, oh, I still look pretty young. These gray hairs are coming in slow. I'm just for men now. Like, I need to buy on a biweekly basis
You're not coloring.
Oh, I got I do.
What?
Yes.
I'm
37 and I'm coloring.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
I think you
not the entire beard, but I touch up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you look really close to my, like if you're really.
I'll pass.
I have gray hairs and more gray hairs than I've ever had in my life.
Well, it's not like they come and go. Once you have them, you have them.
Yes.
There's a reason I shave my head. And that's not just because the hair that's departing. It's because the hair that's around is gray.
Was it gray?
Oh, it's graying, yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have gray chest hair, which is just disgusting. Shut up. And also, Oscar.
No, no chest hair yet.
Someday. There was one particular gray chest hair that bothered me one day at the pool. Because I could just see it in my peripheral vision.
And when the sun hits it, I imagine.
Oh, it was glistening in the sun. And the only way I could see it was to like really drop my jaw so I could really emphasize my double chin. So I probably looked. But I knew it was there. Okay. So the more I stared at it, the more I looked like a special needs guy at the pool.
Tell me.
Yes.
When do you give up?
What do you mean?
Because this fight for youth.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
Well, you see. The give up is really determined not by yourself, but by your surroundings. You're not yet married. You don't have kids. But when you have two teenagers and you've been married for nearly 20 years, face it, you're old. You're old. You can't do it.
Yeah, but you're not old. I don't like I see like once in a while. And look, my dad's a good example. In mind you, he spends half the year out of country, so
right. He
probably doesn't get as many gray hairs as most married couples do because he lives his life. But I'll say that
6 months less. Yeah, he's 6 months less a year of gray hair.
Like I see fit people, you know, and they look happy,
right?
But all I want to do is eat my emotions when I'm in this state.
But
I had two bagels this morning, one downstairs and one when I came up for the road.
I think
it's a 3-minute trip.
I think one of the problems you faced was you really should have emotional whiplash because you went from king of the world at a successful event on Friday night.
Yes.
And then Saturday night.
Cares. It's not even humbling anymore, right?
Right.
You walk off stage and you're like high fiving and you're thanking everybody for making the time and you're like, oh my God, I'm living the American. This is the American dream.
This is
dream,
the dream, right?
Right.
Right.
And then you get in your car and you get to the Marriott and your car doesn't work and you say, this is about right.
Yeah.
I got to wake up in 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but the deal is, what I'm saying is that while you were there at the gig, there's not a single person that when you leave that stage says, hey, you know what? You look like a fat drug dealer.
Yeah, she called me El Chapo. Right?
Right.
She's like, you look like El Chapo. And I don't know. And I think my mom... And maybe this is where I get like my Mr. Freeze heart.
Yes.
I think my mom.
Dr. Victor Freeze?
Yeah, I think my mom thinks that what she's doing is just helping me.
Yes.
If anything, it's hurting me now because I'm not young anymore. Like I used to be like,
Where do you color your beard? Like down here?
I get a little bit. Like I have a. There's just one patch, like stage left of my chin.
Yeah, and that's another problem.
Yes.
Why doesn't it gray evenly?
Yes, so it's
I would
not even
be
in
so
the middle
much more
that's
happy
like,
if it
hey,
was...
that's cool. Like that's something that I don't have, right? But it's off center, and then I get so it.
You have to go by just for ombre,
like to the almost like highlights on the sides of my face. Highlights here,
okay,
or there.
Natural
and
highlights. Beautiful.
I used to do this bit. I would take the 15 in the morning, and just pull them out, right?
Oh,
yeah,
that hurts.
Pull out one by one because I was like,
Beard hairs hurt more than nose hairs, and nose hairs hurt a lot.
I get pleasure out of it.
You are screwed.
It's almost like
up.
I've been bad. God. I'm getting old.
You've defeated
now
it.
Now I gotta pay.
Yeah, and then they get ingrown. That'll be nice.
Is that what happens?
How many would you have to pull out? That would hurt a lot.
I would say, because you have to get the right tweezers. I see my girl's tweezers.
Sure.
And you can't get the ones that are really sharp, I found, because that's even harder. That's like the claw machine at the bowling alley.
Yes.
Like, you can never get a hair that way.
Right.
It's
the Oscar Santana facial hair claw machine.
You got to get the ones that are very flat, because that'll actually hold on to it.
See with the joystick?
Yes, yeah. Because the little sharp ones are the joystick. Like, that's
so you can't do that.
You can't do that.
All right, this is probably going to be awkward, but
quickly.
Oh, sure.
I had this long hair growing out of my eyebrow.
I get those.
That was an eyebrow hair,
yes.
But it looked like a pubic hair. It was coarse, like really coarse. And it curly-cued, and I said, when did this happen?
Yeah, and you pulled it in the lawnmower started.
And getting that guy took two tweezers.
Sure.
Because you have to move, you don't want to pull, if you pull all your eyebrow hair out, then there's an option there, like that you look like something's, you're infirmed. But I took,
or you can draw them on, just make sure you don't look surprised.
So you have to pull, I take the sharp tweezers, pull them to the left, and then with a good claw, the other tweezers, I look in the mirror and I find the hair.
Okay, Dr. Giggles.
But that was a lot of work.
Don't you have a trimmer?
A beard trimmer?
A beard trimmer would work on your eyebrows. I trim my eyebrows.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I run a guide through it about once a month. Just bloop, and then do that.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, I do that. You have to. Because mm-hmm. because I think the one of the most horrifying moments of me, gray hair is not a real big deal to me.
Are your eyebrows gray now?
No, they're just, I don't know that I have gray hair in my eyebrows. They're very fair, okay. But I don't think there's any gray.
That left one might be a little gray.
You think? Well, it's getting older.
Yeah.
That's
your wise side.
But the thing that really, really flipped me out about growing old is the time that I was in a barber's chair, and a shocker, the barber, English, not his first language, just all of a sudden took a comb and put it in my eyebrow and started trimming them. And I said, oh, you're trimming my eyebrows? Yeah. He said, oh, yes, sir. Very long, very long. Very long.
So that's my plight. I don't know if I'm winning or losing these days. I used to think I was winning.
Maddie, should he color his beard?
I'm just so disturbed right now from all of this.
I should have seen her.
Yeah. Poor thing. Another great day for the interns.
Women know that claw thing, though. There's a sharp one. I don't know what you use that for, but that little claw that works, the flat ones, and they're expensive, I've heard.
Well, not for you.
Those tweezers.
Just keep taking them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's so pleased.
I'm not the only one, by the way. Don't make me shame myself.
No. But I've never colored my hair. This shocks
Ever?
Me. Never.
Oh, man, I'm so vain.
Yeah.
I need a Botox hookup.
You probably think this song is about you.
It's an eye lift.
All right, stick around. We'll be back. Carrie went on a money-saving jag last night, and the Mike O'Mara Show almost makes a good deal. We'll explain it when we return. Under the desk.
Welcome back to another episode of Nature's Minute, brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show.
Didn't plan it.
Today, we're in the jungles of Bolivia with Dr. Maria Garcia in search of Ara uninformicus, or the South American turncoat macaw, as it's more commonly known.
Drug bird.
Escucha, creo que uno está cerca.
Okay, she thinks we're close.
Este es el mírenme, estoy aquí.
That's the classic look at me call.
El pájaro vuela por la selva, dejándonos saber que está
the bird
acá.
Demands the jungle acknowledge its presence.
El resto de los animales no le prestan
but the other atención. Animals don't seem to care.
Pero a Lara esto no le importa y continúa gritando sin parar.
It seems that the lack of a response does nothing to deter the bird from its endless squawking.
Al no recibir contestación, el ara empieza a demandar que el pájaro que
even though it got no responses, the macaw reminds potential mates to focus on fitness.
Él dice, tiene que estar apretado.
Apparently it's saying something like, keep it tight, if my Spanish is correct. Once again, we're not hearing any responses, which might explain why this species of macaw is in swift decline. Dr. Garcia, is there any demand for efforts to protect the species and possibly save it from extinction?
No.
Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Remember, to learn more about the amazing world around you, download the TMOS app. Things are always tight there. Ciao, ciao.
You know, that's the only bird that colors its feathers. Yeah.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Hey, I want to tell you about hiring. Hiring is hard. It's not easy. And you can bet there are other companies out there that are competing with you to get the best people first. You need ZipRecruiter.com. One single job posting is not going to find the quality candidates you need. If you are already short-staffed, you don't have time to deal with dozens of different job sites. ZipRecruiter.com makes it easy. They take the pain out of the process for you. You can be instantly matched to the best candidates from over 6 million resumes. 6 million, because with ZipRecruiter.com, you post to over 100 job sites. The clients are saying this is the easy way to do it. It takes it from painful to easy. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. You can try it right now, absolutely free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter right now and get your perfect candidate before they go to someone else. You can try ZipRecruiter today, and it's FRWE free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get started. Try it for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
So pleased to be at work today because my house is now a dog hotel. Mm-hmm. Carrie is pet sitting two more dogs today.
Do you ever just say, Carrie, I know you, this whole like no job bit. And
it's not a bit.
And the 1099 world you're living in where you're just picking up odd jobs here and there.
Sure, she's doing the care.com thing.
We're mm-hmm. a great idea, but our house is not a cat motel.
I don't know. This. I was okay when the puppy came over because he was so adorable.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But today, and I know the families, so I love the dogs. It's just that when you have a one dog family and you're used to one dog.
Yeah, and you live in a townhouse.
We do. And then two Labradoodles show up. It changes the dynamic. Yeah. These are big dogs. And what was great is they arrived this morning. Linus started barking. One Labradoodle started barking. The other Labradoodle started barking. I live, my desk lives right under the kitchen, which mm-hmm. is, you know, a tiled floor. And so there I can hear them running circles. I can hear the stereophonic phasing of footprints around my head. And I hear bark, 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 bark. And they come running down the steps. They run three laps in my basement and then back upstairs. Carrie walks down. She says, Rob? And she says, the dogs are here. I said, yes. Yes, I know. So anyway, I will keep you updated.
What's the ad on care.com and how does it work?
I stay as far away from it as I can, but I'm supportive. Very supportive.
That's very kind of you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind dogs, really. It's just, it does change the dynamic of the house because Linus, mm-hmm. who is a very alpha-y dog,
yeah.
becomes very passive when the big
yeah.
dogs come in.
He doesn't know what to do.
And he looks, you know what?
No one's taught him how to fight.
It reminds me of like when I used to be dropped off with my older cousins. I'm just following, but at a safe distance.
Yeah.
I want to be included, but I don't want them to beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
So we wish all of them well today.
What happens if the dogs have an accident in your home?
We clean it up.
Ugh.
I know. But you know what? They are well-trained dogs. We have kept these dogs before. And
don't they mark their territory?
Yes, but they do it with signs. They just very crudely drawn signs. No, they're on schedule. They've already pooped today.
Ugh.
I know. And so that was outside. And we'll, on, you know, every hour, hour and a half, let them out. And so they can pee. They get a walk. And, you know, dogs don't necessarily like to pee inside. They prefer mm-hmm. to pee outside. And the marking of the territory has not been an issue thus far. So,
what's the cap at the Sabiwak House? How many dogs can you have in a home before you put your foot down?
It would when the health department shows up, we're done. No, I would say two dogs. I think we're probably
at max.
I think we're probably at the maximum right now.
Do they play and then get tired and then just nap on each other in that pack mentality?
Yeah, in the past that's how it's worked out. Now the first day, and it's been probably 8 or 9 months since we've kept these dogs.
Yes. Is it a Wednesday thing or a Monday Wednesday
it's
thing?
It's a this week thing because it's spring break in Loudoun County and the owners are out of town. So the sister of the owners is keeping the dogs not during normal business hours.
Yes.
During the day we get
them.
The
day shift.
We're the day shift. So they normally calm down the second day or so. But, you know, it's very exciting when they arrive. So the other thing is while Carrie is doing the care.com to keep us, you know, in a caviar and champagne, she went on a big money saving kick yesterday. I called DirecTV. She said, we need to pare back on DirecTV. I said, this I can do. Of all the things you want me to do, this one I can handle.
Oh, it's just spring cleaning.
So as you know, yes. I've got sort of a great history of getting free things on DirecTV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maddie, pay attention to this. You're going to like this.
This is pretty cool. Yes.
Somewhat now, criminal, yet brilliant.
I wouldn't say criminal whatsoever. I called DirecTV and started with the normal tap dance I always start out. I said, hi, my name is this, and this is my phone number, and this is my account number. And as you can see, and I believe our first one we did, I think her name was Kimberly. Hi, it's DirecTV. Can I help you? My name is Kimberly. I said, hi, Kim. This is my name. And as you can probably see, I've been a DirecTV customer since 1996.
Whoa.
That's 20 years. And she says, 20 years? I said, Kimberly, we actually had to pay for our dish. That's how long we registered on our wedding registry for our dish. We've been with you guys that long. And she says, well, we'd like to say thank you. And I said, I'm going to give you a great way to say thank you.
Ooh,
because here's
this.
What's up. We feel that the money we're spending is not equivalent to what we've been getting out of DirecTV lately.
Ooh.
And we've been thinking of cutting the cord. Are you familiar with Netflix and Hulu? They offer so many great opportunities.
Damn. dumb, Daniel.
And this is literally what we hear. I've got it on speakerphone because the kids and Carrie are watching.
And now you're performing.
So I think we're thinking about, you know, maybe ending our relationship with DirecTV. Oh, well, first we want to say thank you for your 20 years and right to that script. I said, well, it's all
rebuttal
well.
Script. Rebuttal.
It's all well and good that you are appreciative of this, but I don't know, some upgraded equipment or anything. We get offers from Fios all the time. Never get an offer from Fios, by the way. But we get offers from Fios all the time.
They have something called fiber.
And so after about four different transfers and different departments.
Oh, you hung in there?
With nothing lost, we will be
except
paying.
For time. Who cares about time?
Well, yeah, I was sitting having a drink anyway. Ben Hur was on. I know the movie. Just had it in the background.
God. That's after, so you.
After about 6 months, I would say 45 minutes.
45! Oh, my God.
I had to fill my glass twice. I was, without any loss of channels or anything, for the next 7 months, we'll be paying $55 less per month.
They just added on a bunch of discounts.
They just said, well, we can add this and this and this. I said, you know, that's good, but if you could do something better. And they say, what do you like? And Carrie says, Showtime. I like Shameless. Don't lose Showtime. I said, Showtime is very important to us. I said, well, we can do Showtime free for 6 months. I said, that's good. HBO, I like vinyl. Do you watch the vinyl? I said, well, HBO has a special running right now. Okay. And then they said, we have three other $7 discounts that we can give you for 6 months every month. But really, folks, if you are unhappy with your TV service, just call and ask. It's amazing if you invest 45 minutes or so. And keep in mind, Oscar, if you're looking at this, that's $300 saved over 6 months.
I love it.
Not bad.
But this is your bit, and you weren't not happy. You just wanted to save more money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes. But which is fine. Look, it's America.
You got to do the dance.
But I just don't know if I feel good about that approach.
I feel fantastic.
$300 for the year, that's strong.
That is.
And have you been overpaying ever?
Oh, that's the other thing we did yesterday. Okay. Carrie broke her phone screen twice. Oh. She's got
to get mad at all. Are you allowed to get mad when that happens?
I say, you know what? That was careless. Did you have your cover on? Did you have your phone?
Your case.
Your phone case on? She says, no. I said,
She takes her phone case off?
It was off for some reason. I do know why.
Yes.
Because it was charging separately because it is a Mophie case. Uh-huh. So she was charging it without the phone so she could use the phone. She felt bad enough. Yes. And you know what? It's not my deal to yell at her, but I said,
You don't have to yell, but you could, you know,
oh, yelling sure is that great they know sometimes. She knows
what they've done wrong.
Disgruntled. So she said,
I'm sure you hate conflict. Carrie, go ahead and fix it. We'll
no,
okay.
What I said is, don't cut your finger, dear. I'll be in the basement. Because she shattered the screen once. Then before she got a chance to get anything done about it, she shattered it again. So she started looking. And so now the thing really does look like a spider web is over.
It's a hazard.
It is. And she says, well, let's try and make this text without cutting my finger. And I'm like, ha, 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 get it fixed. So she's going through all that stuff. And she starts looking at our AT&T bill. We have AT&T as our provider. And she says, it looks like we might be paying two different coverages.
Insurance policies?
Yeah, on the same thing. This should have been picked up when we bought the phones. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you remember the lady who sold us the phones. It was a miracle she made it to work that day. She wasn't going to catch something subtle like that. I said, let's go to the AT&T store, the better one, the licensed one. The other one was a store that handled AT&T, but they had the iPhones when we needed them. So they had us over a
bill. Don't need all this detail, but thank you.
So we went to the better AT&T store, and they said, oh, no, we can't fix your glass. You have to go to this company or whatever. I said, okay, could you help us look at our account? And they said, sure. And we looked, and I have a feature on my phone line that covers all the phones on the phone, you know, the four in the family, right? And he said, so you really don't need to be paying insurance on this one, or this one. And you've been doing that for over a year.
Oh, jeez. Backbreaker.
And they said, but you know what? If you call, you can get a refund. They'll see that you were.
And you're like, oh, another 45 minutes. All I have is time.
Well, no, this I put on Carrie. But this is the thing. And he said, and also you have a, this Apple policy that you have on your phone not only covers all the phones in the plan, but all Apple devices in your house. I said, like, what do you mean? He says, well, do you have iPad? I said, yeah, I have two iPads. He says, if they were to break, it's covered under this plan.
AT&T?
Yeah, through AT&T. He also said, Do you know that laptops are covered up to $1,500? And I said, do we have to register them? He says, no, the very fact that you have the unit in your hand and that you are a client of AT&T and you have this program, it's covered. And I said, oh, I have something to talk to Oscar about. Because we've talked in the past about Dr. David Banner and hulking out with his Apple.
Yeah, Mike is the worst with electronics. I saw him drop a MacBook Air from not 6 feet in the air because he was frustrated.
He gets frustrated.
Onto a tile floor with no case on the computer.
That's right.
Mind you, that was in 2010.
Early in the relationship.
Yes, but still, that's what we were dealing with.
So we have in the possession of the...
Think of Donkey Kong. At the top of that game, throwing barrels, but their laptops.
Their laptops. Mm-hmm. So I said, oh my gosh, because in the possession of our company is a malfunctioning but in workable condition MacBook Air.
Yes.
It needs a keyboard, it needs a screen, and it needs a mouse pad. But other than that, it's perfect, right?
Yes. We had to use an external mouse to get it to run.
And I said, you know what? This is fantastic. All I have to do has have Oscar give me this iPad Air, and we've got a $1,500 replacement. Easy to go.
Yes.
Found this out as AT&T was closing last night, 5 minutes to six. I said, this is, finally, I get to bring some good news to the office. So I come in, and you actually
brought
it up.
Without even prompting.
No, you brought it up. So the story now goes to Oscar.
Okay, so.
And we've been sitting on this computer.
For a year.
A year.
Mike finally sent down this laptop so we could use in the studio as a backup computer.
Right.
We finally got tired of the pain points that it took to actually get this computer up and running, where Pony bought a second computer, and now it's running flawlessly.
Exactly.
No problem. Studio.
He built us a computer.
It's a better solution, right?
Bless his heart.
So I took the laptop to Apple months ago and said, hey, how much is it going to cost to fix this? Because I figured we could have an internal laptop for the interns to use or for Rob to use because he refuses to spend money on his own computer because he just swears he buys everything for his kids. So,
that's right.
Well, that was the logic. And I said, well, if he's not going to buy it, we'll help him get one. What's it going to cost? And you had mentioned, he goes, hey, whatever it costs to fix it, just let me know.
Right.
And the price point that where I initially got quoted was anywhere from 600 and above. And I said, look, Rob, this thing's been spiked on the ground a dozen times.
It's getting close to the cost of a new computer.
Yeah. And whatever they do fix may not be worth you taking this with whatever outliers there may be from the Omera run, right?
And considering the fact that it's already old.
Yes.
It's an older computer.
It's 5 years old.
Right.
Might not be worth it. So Rob's like, ah, never mind. Forget about it.
Right.
I said, okay. And for weeks now, I've been staring at a laptop on my kitchen counter.
And it stares at you.
Yes. And I said, well, I got to figure this out. So I had to go to the Mac store to get a new cover for my MacBook Pro.
Right on.
I said, well... I'm going to go see if it's there. And if it's on Amazon, I'll get it on Amazon. Right?
Right. Okay.
So I went there. I was cheaper on Amazon, ordered it on Amazon, but had my laptop with me, the MacBook Air for the show.
Right.
And I said, I was like, hey, I didn't get the Mac cover back to the Apple guy. And I said, but I was like, do you mind pulling up the list
the
for this
order.
Computer? Because I actually had brought it here.
Right on.
And he said, okay. He brings it up. He says, okay, the trackpad, the display, the port on the right for the HDMI. He named everything like you would see a brand new computer that was wrong with it. And I said, well, I didn't know the battery. You need a new battery. And I said, okay, well, what are my options? He goes, well, you could just, we could take this and you could probably donate it. Someone will have some sort of way to fix it and you can get a tax credit for it. I said, oh, he goes, that's what people usually do.
It's like the box at the grocery store is for the glasses.
Yeah. And I said, okay, that sounds great. Let's go through the process. Before I did that, I wrote Pony at 6:30 p.m. And
keep in mind, these are within 25 minutes of each other.
I said, Pony, the guy said I could probably do some sort of tax deal because it just may not be worth fixing this thing. And it didn't have AppleCare or anything that, shocker, Mike O'Mara.
saving money.
Yeah, saving money, just spending money. Pony was like, let's just make sure you clear it and flash. Make sure you take everything off the hard drive. He said, I got the guy here for me. I log in. Yeah. Pony gets with the URL, and I was like, oh, here, it just got cleared. Everything okay? He goes, two thumbs up, Oscar. I think we've got a good idea. We don't need it anymore. And then Rob comes in this morning and says, hey, I know a way to swindle Apple.
I got it.
I know a guy, and I've been paying for it. And then I said, dude, just yesterday. It's gone. It is absolutely gone.
It really was like Pulp Fiction. The whole thing.
And it wasn't set up, and I sat there, and I wanted to feel bad, but it's been a effing year. Like, it's been a year. Mm-hmm. Your brilliant idea comes up the day at the end of the year where I'm like, we should take care of this.
Just found out about it.
And to be fair to you, it was circa 2011.
That's fine. So. That's fine. But still, wouldn't it have been great to stick it to Apple?
Yeah.
It would have felt so sweet.
I don't feel the same way you do.
I don't know. They got a lot of our money. Just want a little back, baby.
I just feel like when people, this is the context I get. When you say stick it to them,
yeah,
it's one day people, or maybe they have, we just don't realize it, they stick it to us.
Well, they have been sticking it to us.
No, but
since 2011.
Our customers stick it to us.
No. They love us.
You don't do the support.
What's that?
You don't do the support for the show.
That's right.
Where someone's like, hey, that $1.99 download, give me my money.
What? But we help them out, though. And you know what? Here's the deal.
No, we ponied us. And Pony's got a tap dance for that $1.99 every time.
Yeah, but I always forward the emails to him.
So
I'm part
saying,
of the solution.
It's an endless circle.
It
when
is.
People start sticking it to people like you,
yes.
They stick it to everybody.
Karma, baby. You know what? It is. Next time, I'm calling you right away. So guess what I found out?
Yeah, so I'm sorry, Rob.
Hey, and I'm sorry, Oscar.
You're going to have to spend your own money on your own laptop one day.
No, I think I'm just going to get an abacus. It's very reliable.
Don't you think it's shameful you haven't gotten one yet?
I think it's fantastic.
But every time when we say, hey, can you forward me this email, you have to look to us and be like, hey, can you do that? Because I can't do it on the iPad.
Well, you know what? I've spent a lot of money on the iPad, so there you go.
No, you haven't. We know where those came from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from my mom. That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Paid her back. We must take a break. And when we come back, a revelation, a startling revelation I made over the weekend, and also a brand new album review.
Yes.
So don't go anywhere. We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You'd think as good of a guy as I am, karma would treat me better. Not a chance.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Headspace. Whether it's fear, anger, stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, everything starts in the old noggin. It's all about your mind. They can slowly wreck your life, all these issues. It doesn't have to be that way. I want to tell you about guided meditation with the new Headspace app. I've used this. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like working out your mind. It does a great job in calming you and getting you to your good space. Guided meditations are things that you listen to whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, tablet, or computer. Now, meditation has been around for so many years, and there have been thousands of scientific studies that show the positive effects of meditation, like improved focus, relationship harmony, not to mention decreased anxiety and lowered stress. Why don't you join the over 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now? Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program like I have for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program is a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today.
Do it. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. And, you know, love our interns. We've got a great crop of interns right now.
Yes.
Maddie is in studio with us today. Lou, not well, so get well soon, Lou. Mm-hmm. But when we get the interns in, one of the first questions we ask them is, what would you like to do? Where would you like to focus? Because there's a lot of stuff you can do within this show. And one thing that Maddie brought up is she wanted to do an album review every mm-hmm. now and then. She did a great one for David Bowie's last album. And now we debut her newest review. This is from an artist named Donovan Woods. How do you know Donovan Woods?
Well, the first time I ever heard him was actually in the car after my senior prom.
Oh! So,
yeah. It has a little bit of nostalgia to it.
That's yeah. sweet. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. Here's Maddie on Donovan Woods.
Last month, singer-songwriter Donovan Woods dropped his fourth full-length album entitled Heart Settled, Ain't Troubled. The little-known artist hails from a small town in Ontario, but his music is so good, I forgive him for being Canadian. What I like most about Donovan's music is how multidimensional it is. Most songs consist of effortless yet mesmerizing fingerpicking on an acoustic guitar. His lyrics are a collection of words so perfectly strung together that they almost seem obvious, but that you never would have thought to put together yourself.
On the nights you stay home, I don't even go downtown, so don't worry about it.
His songs are melancholic, but also elicit a feeling of hope. The first three tracks kick off the album with upbeat instrumentals to make up for the dark and depressing tracks to follow. My favorite track, On the Nights You Stay Home, is a playful and comforting song about a guy reassuring his girl that she's the only one for him. More characteristic of Donovan, though, are tracks like They Don't Make Anything in That Town. The song starts off with bold piano playing that feels worn and tattered. For the next 4 minutes, the listener is reminded of how things change with time and how that change can make us feel empty. The track is followed by the song We Never Met. Not your typical breakup song, We Never Met explores what life would be like if we could just pretend people from the past didn't exist. Play to a melody that will stay in your head for hours.
Let's just say that the party never happened. I never noticed your eyes.
As a millennial, I am constantly told that the music of my age is inferior. People of older generations hear the synthesized beats of top 40 songs and somehow write off the music taste of an entire generation. So for those who have lost faith in music today, I urge you to listen to the dynamic and honest songs of Donovan Woods. For the Mike O'Mara Show, I'm Maddie Masiello.
How about that?
Wow! Maddie, you have come a really long way. That's awesome.
Thank you. So cool. Love that.
Very cool.
Not sure we should forgive him for being Canadian, though. That's all.
True. No. Yeah. And is everything going on all right as far as your personal life?
Because those are two pretty dark albums.
Are you going through a breakup?
No.
All right. Just want to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah. Although she did say in her most recent Serial promo, she's troubled that Rob Ford is in a relationship when she can't be in one.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, Rob, when is he in next Friday?
I think so.
Yeah, he could come by.
Yeah, he's not nice in a relationship anymore. That crashed and burned. Yeah. You should feel better about yourself. Yeah, and by the way, remember how he said that she was the back burner girl, Maddie?
Mm-hmm.
He was the back burner guy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not really surprised. So.
All that false confidence.
So great.
Yeah. So as long as you're okay, Maddie, I'm good. I'm on iTunes right now. And Donovan Woods is available. I'm going to pick up his album. Very cool.
Cool. Awesome.
I bought it through Amazon.
Oh, damn it. It's part of my ecosystem, man. That's all I got.
No, but a very good job. You know, we're very proud of all of our interns.
Keep bringing them.
Love doing stuff like that. All right. So
Rachel, you listening? I mean, Maddie's our number one seed right now, right?
Well, you know what? Rachel is listening since we found out that she did not have the app, but installed it. Maddie, do you have the app?
I do.
It's like a 1 and 2 ranking. They keep on battling out.
It's really, yeah.
Yeah, it's Maddie, Rachel, Rachel, Maddie, Maddie, Rachel. Right now, it's Maddie.
That's right. And Adrian in the next room.
Oh.
He's great.
He's in the NIT.
So I was watching TV over the weekend, and I think it might have been, and I have to apologize, guys. I killed Joe Santos from The Rockford Files because I was binge-watching The Rockford Files.
Oh, he was my favorite.
Yeah, Detective Dennis Becker passed away over the weekend. But James Garner did a phone call on a payphone, and I started thinking about payphones and how 15 years ago we all used payphones. And now in this modern age, can you think of anything more disgusting than using a payphone? And it's all we had.
It's like a public restroom.
Yeah. But
not public as in, your office shares a restroom with a suite next door.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the ones in Europe
that
are in the middle of the road that you pay like two lira or wherever you are and it opens up.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this is strange. Is there a bike in here? No, it's a toilet.
It is really just, I started thinking about it. And this is also in the days before Purell. You know, there wasn't a lot of people washing their hands.
No.
And people were okay with putting their mouth on something that thousands of other filthy people put their
homeless
mouth on.
Homeless people used to live in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the perfect box to like set up shop.
The phone booth is another thing. The phone booth smelling of urine as common as the day is long.
Yeah.
Because it is. It's like a little glass bathroom for your favorite homeless people. We had a phone booth that was right by, I've told you in the past that I sold Christmas trees.
Yes.
Right? And that was a month long sort of a endeavor. It would start the day after Thanksgiving, and business tend to trail off about the 25th of December. And so it was
go weird. About it.
I know, really. It took us a year to really build our business plan. We figured, you know what? January is just not going to happen.
We're going to work for 2 months and then we'll do nothing the rest of the year.
But the
had furniture.
But we had furniture, and we also did vegetables, and we did pumpkins, and we did all that stuff. But there was a phone booth right by the stand, and if we wanted to call home, we had a system where we would call, let it ring once, hang up, get our quarterback,
and the house knew to call that payphone back. Because we would only have, we'd never have to spend the quarter because they knew the number of the payphone. This is before caller ID or anything. So, and also before the days of drug dealers when the phone calls stopped, phone booths would stop eventually taking incoming calls because they'd be used for beepers and stuff for drug people. So,
what, so you would call and instead of leaving.
Call the house.
Your name, which you would be like,
no,
Oscar.
No, no, it wouldn't even ring once. It wouldn't even pick up. It would just, the house phone would ring once. And then we'd hang up the payphone.
Oh, you wouldn't even leave a message.
No, we didn't have answering machines. It predated answering machines.
So if the Spiewak's house rang once, it was time to pick up Spiewak.
It was time. Mm-hmm. No, call back. They would. And I.
Oh.
And I think the number was 703-821-9280. That might have been the payphone number. I don't remember, but I know it was an 821 exchange.
Do you ever feel that the effort that you put into being to be so cheap is really more work than it's worth?
It's
because you're inconvenient. The quarter to relay a message,
right?
To say hey, or whatever you were going to do,
right?
For someone to be on the lookout for the one ring,
right?
Right, like the bat phone.
Mm-hmm. But it wasn't just one quarter.
That inconvenience.
It was, but it was many quarters.
But what do you mean?
Because
like, what were you talking about?
Well, I mean, if we ever had, keep in mind again, this predated cell phones or anything.
Yes,
that was the only way we could communicate to home base. And I think at that time I would, well, of course I wasn't driving. So if I needed a ride or needed to check back with home or something.
The conversations I had on a payphone, unless you're really a chatty Cathy as a younger man, when I was a kid were the quick calls.
Sure.
Right.
But that's still, that quick call would cost you a quarter. Wouldn't you rather get it for free?
I would if I wasn't inconveniencing my entire family to look out for the one ring.
It wasn't really an inconvenience. Besides, we had more time back then.
I just... Even the 45 minutes for your $300 for the year.
Right.
Like, that's 45 minutes.
Yeah, but you know what? And now this I will say. I can't say I enjoyed the phone scam, but the DirecTV stuff, I love that.
Okay.
Because, you
I
know,
mean, you live off.
I really do enjoy it.
But I guess, I always talk about this. The ROI for your cheap chip.
The return on the investment. Yes. Yes, of course.
Okay, you get your thrills by getting over on the man.
Right.
But looking back at the one ring plan.
It was a great plan.
It just seems like you really just couldn't have spent the quarter.
You know what?
Right?
I still have that very quarter.
Yeah, but it hasn't turned into anything. Usually when you save the money, it's because you have it. You can build it somewhere else.
Okay,
I
understand.
You didn't build it anywhere else.
No, but you can't build something you don't have either.
Oh, my God.
Now, you know what else I remembered? I was thinking, I did a lot of thinking about payphones. And how disgusting they are. But I do
so
remember this.
Work.
In the old days, I remember that in the D.C. area, if you dialed, you didn't put a quarter in, picked up a payphone, you could dial 958 and the last four digits of the payphone number and then hang up twice, the payphone would ring. I swear to God, you could make a payphone ring.
I remember that.
Did you ever do anything like that?
No, we as kids... There's something called a blue box, and it's completely illegal, but...
you rent videos there?
No, the blue box
rent porno videos,
little,
yeah, that's how it is, yeah.
It's like a handheld device.
Sure.
Where you would... It would emit tones, telephone tones, like the when you're actually dialing.
Beep, boop, beep,
yes.
Boop. Touch tones.
So it would emit the touch tones into the phone and trick the phone
and
into
then the
making,
eighth caller would win tickets to see REO Speedwagon.
The phone company into making long-distance phone calls for free.
Oh, so it was generating the tones within the...
Yeah, so,
so you would hold it to the mouthpiece?
Yeah, you would build it into the phone, and then the one we had, and I think we got it from Popular Science Magazine, because my dad used to get that, and it was in the back, and my brother's like, hey, let's order one of these. So we ordered it. Huge dorks. And it worked, but
did
it only worked to call... Like, we didn't know enough people to call, right? We didn't have a need for that, so we
were
called...
Were you using it on your home phone or payphones?
We would use it on payphones.
Ah, that's because
there was
you're
a
covering
yeah,
your
there
ass.
Was a payphone down the street at the art school, right?
Sure.
So we go down there, and we would sit there and use the tone, and we'd call my uncle, but my uncle really didn't have a lot to say.
Okay.
So that's the only person we could call.
Where was your uncle?
In Bolivia. So... It was a lot of, hey, let's go call Tio Humberto, and he didn't have a lot to say to us, so it was just us.
And here you're out, what, you know, like $12.
And mind you, my brother's like, I want to say 12, I'm 10.
And you're being
And I'm
system.
Holding the little box, and he's dialing.
And Tio Berto is saying, they're calling again. Don't answer. Like,
who, they must be millionaires. They just keep calling.
Or just let it ring once. Maybe he'll call you back.
We didn't have anywhere to call, and we didn't know any better. Oh, like, oh, we could do anything nefarious. I call like a sex line or something, right? We didn't know that. Now I think about it, I was like, the things we could have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, that's the reason you were never really a popular scientist.
I'm surprised they let you subscribe to the magazine.
But take this from this segment.
Yes.
If you're cheap, that's awesome. But is it costing you more than it would just a pay?
That's true. I suppose you're right.
I'm going to call Tio Berto and ask him. And I'm going to reverse the charges. When we come back, Oscar Rotzi. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. One Prozac a
day. In the place they call vacation land, we measure time by how well you spend it. Here's broadcaster Mike O'Mara for Maine.
I've never seen anything like it. Roads that have trenching in them, that on a main drag, when I'm driving around, that actually thrust your car in one direction or the other. The state of Maine is absolutely just wall-to-wall with horrible roads.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I'm sure those roads travel through some beautiful scenery.
And I'm talking about we went through about 40 or 50 miles of nothing but pine trees.
Well, that sounds nice.
Half an hour goes by, and then you realize that you're just on a little two-lane road in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
I think maybe there was a paper mill somewhere where this horrible smell from outside came into the car.
Okay, let's just wrap this up, Mike.
It's a beautiful place to be. It's gorgeous up here. I love the temperature. I love the moose. I love all the crap.
All right, come to Maine. You'll love the moose and all that crap.
You know the skeeters are really horrible up here, right?
Yes, the skeeters are horrible. Welcome back. It is the Mike O'Mara Show.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Tracker. We are excited at the Mike O'Mara Show because we all got our trackers. We love this device. It's incredible. And everybody loses things. Even with our smartphones and our smart cars and our smart homes, you lose stuff. But losing things is now a thing of the past thanks to Tracker. Tracker is simply a coin-sized device that locates misplaced keys, wallets, bags, computers, anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone. You attach it to anything. Rob did it to his dog. And you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, just press the button on Tracker and your phone rings. Even when it's on silent, I love this device. Check that. 1.5 million devices. That's more than 15. 1.5 million devices. Tracker has the largest crowd GPS network in the world, so your lost item will show up on a map, even if it's miles away. Never lose anything again thanks to Tracker. TMOS listeners get a special 40% discount when they order their first Tracker device. Just go to thetracker.com and enter promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and use our code TMOS. Thetracker.com, code TMOS.
Thank you, Mike. And it is now time for a special Monday Oscar Rotzi.
Fellas.
Hi.
And lady. Listen up. If you make a sex tape, you're going to get paid.
I'm in.
Apparently, Hulk Hogan knows that.
Yeah.
As he won $115 million, a settlement, for his Gawker sex tape.
That's a lot of money, brother.
Now, look, when it was up and before it was illegal, I watched it, right?
Right. And I'm sure we all took a peek.
And the Hulkster was packing.
Back in. I didn't watch it that close, but sure, I'll go with that.
Could you miss it? So, he wins both ways now. And I'm going to go back to my initial conversation I've had. And
right.
This is not sexist. This is not me being crazy.
All right.
The Hulkster is getting paid, and the entire world knows he's packing.
It's a pretty good
situation,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it really is.
$115 million in compensatory damages from Gawker for posting his sex tape. The jury will decide punitive damages, which should add another couple hundred million dollars. They're saying the total could get as high as $345 million.
Will he get it, though? Does Gawker have that kind of money?
Even if he gets half of it. And Gawker does have that kind of money. They're actually looking at divesting or selling some of their properties to cover legal fees.
Wow.
Jeez.
So what does this mean for the Hulkster? Well, he's back on top, right?
And sometimes beneath and sometimes behind.
What does this mean for the general public? I think it's a win for The little guy, not the Hulkster, but the little guy overall.
not Hulkster's little guy.
No. The idea that most of these websites, just because they're giving something, or they've bought something,
have received something,
or they purchased it,
right?
Have the right to publish it. This ruling really sets a precedent that says that is not the case.
No, this is a game changer, and I think this is the first time that this has happened this way.
Yeah,
because most of the time the defense will just say, well, I don't know. We got it. Yeah. We put it up.
This is a completely separate subject, but I remember when Gawker got they found the iPhone 4 that someone left in a bar.
That I remember that, yeah.
And they had purchased the phone from a gentleman that found it in a bar, then released it to the world days before it was announced by Apple. Apple's making their big announcement today. Steve Jobs called Gawker and said, hey, I'd like my phone back. And they're like, no. We want a letter that says you're requesting the phone back. So they got the letter, and then they sent a lawyer, and they got the phone back. And then and this is kind of dickish on Steve Jobs' side, but then there's a task force in Silicon Valley,
right,
that works on against any corporate espionage,
right.
And they went and ransacked that author's house.
Oh, did they really?
To find out if he was just getting inside information, right?
Mm.
It's a dirty business.
Sure.
But would it make more sense to say, hey, here's your phone back, instead of we need a letter, we need to confirm this? Everybody knew it was the iPhone, right?
Sure.
So for all that Gawker's like been through and done in the past,
they haven't made a lot of friends along the way.
No. And eventually someone's going to say, no, you can't just post a sex tape because someone gave it to you.
Right. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. And that's the takeaway here.
Yeah.
That and $165 million.
It's a lot of money, man.
It is a lot of
game
bread.
Game changer.
Brother.
the Hulkster, who, by the way, never ages.
You're right.
He's going to get paid, as you should.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good. Cool. That'll buy a lot of mustache combs.
Speaking of, and I like to mix some tech into this because it can't all be just entertainment overall.
Well, let's change it to Inside Oscar.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Dancing schoolgirls have damaged the brand for Microsoft. Apparently at GDC, where Todd was, the Gamers Developer Conference in San Francisco, they had a big party. Microsoft had their own party.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen this before. I'm sure everybody has. When you are at these parties, they usually hire local talent to bring, they're called almost like environment models, right?
Right, yeah.
So when they come in, they either dance, they perform, and it's just an added touch to the party.
It's how I make a lot of my money.
But Microsoft hired girls to dance in sexy schoolgirl outfits.
Yes.
At their party.
Okay.
And people went on Twitter and raked them over the coals.
What?
Ooh. Now, I'm not going to say that this is necessarily wrong, because Microsoft should be smarter than this. And they should understand that we're living in a society where, especially in Silicon Valley, where you need to have this equal opportunity, respect.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't have a problem with this.
It's a party for a bunch of nerds.
Yeah.
A bunch of guys.
True enough.
Right?
True enough.
Like, would have made it better if there were half naked guys dancing in their khakis and their ties?
You'd have to ask Todd, but
no, I'm just saying. Like, when are we going to stop with all this BS?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Right?
But you know what? If they had to make that mistake, they made the mistake right, because I just saw a picture.
Look, look. If you go to, we went to Las Vegas, right?
Yes, we did.
We went to a big advertisers party for and I don't want to name the advertiser, but for CES.
And one of the biggest, hottest nightclubs in town.
Yes. Their hostesses or their waitresses.
Yes.
I mean, the sexy costumes they had on.
Right.
Were sexier than these costumes.
Yeah, they were.
Mm-hmm. And I sat there and I said, okay, outside of giving my PIN number for my ATM card and my social security number to this young lady, what else can I give her?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you going to blame them for throwing a party like this when this is kind of the norm?
You really can't, but you know what? People are looking for something to bitch about. And they'll always find
it.
They'll always find it.
And I don't know. Like, what can you do to not offend anyone anymore?
I don't know. I think maybe I would have done one more button.
It's just intense. Okay,
one more, please.
Yes, you saw this yesterday. The Rams, your boys lost.
Obviously.
Sharps won.
Yes.
Ugly game, but they won. Did you get a chance to see the Northern Iowa game?
No, I didn't. What happened? Help me remind me.
Because Northern Iowa should have won.
Okay.
And the A&M Aggies ended up winning.
Right, Texas.
Because they had the worst breakdown of any game in the last few minutes. They were up by 12 and they lost.
12 in 2 minutes?
No, it's 12 in 36 seconds, something like that.
What?
I just remember watching. I sat there. I was like,
how is it mathematically possible?
They had a 99% chance of winning that game. If you're going by math, I'm glad you asked.
Wow.
And they lost.
Wow.
Complete breakdown.
Wow. You see, VCU, they know how to lose right.
That happened. Yeah. Look, that happened against Maryland in a Duke game years ago, like 6-7 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought that was the worst I've ever seen, but never in the tournament.
Wow. You know what? The games are a lot of fun to watch.
Yes.
They suck in, man. It's March Madness, and we'll talk a little bit about that after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary impersonates a police officer and actually pulls someone over.
It's true.
It's unbelievable. We are not making this up.
You can't make it up.
And we're lucky that Gary's not in jail right now. Also, I'm going to buy a new car.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Check it all out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and leave a 5-star review and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a truckload of t-shirts.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Thank you, fellas. Check out the Tony Perkins Show. You'll love listening to that as you like listening to this. I hope if you like what you're hearing right now, then you're going to love our bonus show, because each and every week we record a 6th episode of the show, uncensored, commercial free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. You get a full year of bonus content and you save over 25%. And how about this? If you fear that it's a few months into the year and you don't want to jump on, you still get a year of content. Your year begins when you subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's any time is the right time to subscribe. All you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the banner that says bonus, and you are off and running. And remember, with our special feed creator, you can even access your content from iTunes or pretty much any other podcast app in town. It couldn't be easier. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus package. Order it today. Yes.
Just quickly, I want to clarify this. Again, it was 44 seconds. It's just driving me nuts.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
That's cool.
That they had left, and the Aggies were trailing. They were trailing 69-57.
Wow.
And then they made up the entire deficit and eventually won in double overtime. But the idea that they even made it past the first the regulation play.
Ugly.
Blew my mind. I felt so bad for Northern Iowa.
In Germany, they call it Doppel overtime. Let us open.
Not at all.
Open the.
Did you even
audio
watch the Rams?
Yes, I did.
Honest?
Yes, I did. I watched the entire game on Friday and the last couple minutes of the game on Sunday.
Why wouldn't you watch the game on Sunday? Because really, it was the more important game.
I had to go pick up Robert. There were some errands that had to be run.
No.
I was following it on my phone.
You're not a fan.
No, well, you know what? They're not a school.
Did
so
you have
it doesn't
the ring
matter.
On?
What?
Did you have the ring on?
The ring on?
The ring, your class ring.
No, I didn't get it out. I only do that for the Sweet 16, and they didn't make it. So save the Windex. Don't need to squeeze it on. Oh, you want to know who's in the Sweet 16? Let me sing it to you.
Fighting Irish, Orange, Terrapins, and Blue Devils. Hurricanes, Cyclones, Cavaliers, Tar Heels, Wildcats, Hoosiers, Aggies, Jayhawks, Bulldogs, Badgers, Sooners, and Ducks. Man, your bracket really sucks. Yours may very well be the worst I've seen. The Sweet 16.
2 or 3 times a year, it's worth having that DJ service, but I like that song.
Sometimes when you're wrapped up in your own life and just being selfish, you forget how much fun it is to watch these kids play basketball.
And they really love it. Yeah,
man,
it's good
so
stuff.
Much fun.
All right, so I don't like foxes. I think they're half dog and half cat, and I don't think they can be trusted. But there is a pet owner that owns an Arctic fox, and this creepy thing literally imitates the owner laughing. And now I really don't trust foxes, because now they have the gift of mimicry.
Oh.
Check this out.
Sounds like me.
Guard your bank account. That thing cannot be trusted. That's a bad thing.
I didn't know you could have a fox as a pet.
You know what? Why would you want a fox as a pet?
Well, why if you could? Why not?
I suppose. They can't be trusted. They're wily. They're sly. You know that. Don't you read fairy tales? So remember about a month ago, I think, when Jennifer Garner and Ben Affleck were going back and forth and not saying bad stuff about each other, but she said she can't believe he has that huge Phoenix tattoo on his back. Turns out he doesn't. It's fake, and it's for a movie.
Fake for a movie. I actually do have a number of tattoos. I have a fair number of tattoos, but I don't have them. I try to not have them in places where you have to do a lot of cover.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're all under the it's just, they get sort of addictive, you know, tattoos.
I've heard that getting tattoos is addictive.
Yeah, but the idea that she would think that he had a complete, like a back tattoo of a phoenix.
His tramp stamp.
Yeah.
She was just digging on him.
I think so.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
She's plain Jane, anyways. They could do better.
I don't know. She looks pretty good lately.
She's
playing her single game now.
Yeah, she's on the divorce workout.
Cycle.
Best workout ever.
Exactly. So did you see the lounge singer that sang to Donald Trump over the weekend?
No, I did not.
This will make your skin crawl because this guy looks exactly like a lounge singer. He's got a fake tan. He's got fake blonde hair. And there was some sort of political event in Florida. He comes up and sings an entire song to Carson, Dr. Ben Carson,
yes,
and to Donald Trump. They're just standing there, and he's singing to them. It couldn't be any more awkward until you hear he's not even a good singer.
Everybody stand by him, and we'll stand by you, oh, stand.
And Trump and Carson are just sort of awkwardly
stand
swaying.
Stand by you, so
And it's not political. It's the idea that two powerful men are having a piano singer sing to them. That's not even that talented. Tell me Michael Bublé's doing that, and I'm okay with that, right?
It don't matter what Hillary does.
Bunch of hacks. Where's the Secret Service when you need them?
They're laughing. The thing about that really troubled me as I thought about it, that's a series of bad decisions that allows that to happen. It's not even just one.
It's par for the course. I do like doing this bit, though. When I get home and I see my mom, I forgot to mention that I said, hey, Mom, I've made a decision for the presidential election. We're going with Trump.
Yeah.
And I say that to her in really just a matter-of-fact fashion. And she says, she gets heated right away. And I said, look, we got to build a wall. Like, it's enough that we're here.
Yeah.
And I just,
the wall will keep us in, Mom.
All I do is egg her on as she's like, and that's probably why I got so many chores. And I don't tell her I'm messing around till the end of the night.
Yes.
She's just furious the entire time.
That's, you know what? That sounded like a great.
I like trolling my parents.
Great visit the whole time. Do you watch LBTV, Luke Bryan Television?
I do not.
He is, you know, one of the captains of the Licorice Hat Squad. And he does his little video podcast, Luke Bryan, the country singer. And he was having a hard time on his most recent edition. And they actually put up his outtakes. Pretty funny. He also, at the end, attacks a bowl of potato chips.
Hey, Jack Rabbit Nation. Hey, Jack Rabbit. Ready? All right. Ready? Hey, shut up. Holy. Ready? At the new Dana, shut your damn radio off. Ready?
That was a good one, dude.
Ready?
Yes.
Chips.
So he's not just a pretty face. He's also a wonderful broadcaster.
He's like the hottest country artist in the world right now.
But I was disappointed because when I tuned into LBTV, he was wearing a licorice baseball cap. Not a licorice cowboy hat. Let us close. We don't often close with Bill Maher, so let's do that. As you know, the EPA in Flint, Michigan, lots of trouble with the water.
This is important. The EPA announced the other day that the Flint water thing, not just in Flint, 20% of this country has lead in the water. That's the bad news. On the bright side, it does kind of help explain the Trump thing.
All right. That is your magic audio vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. And We send our love to Mike and his entire family. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show has come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send a letter or package or whatever, send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, which is now on Thursdays, I'll update that, send it along to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar and for Pony and for Maddie and for Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before we go, a quick reminder to please take our survey. Just visit MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the banner that says survey. It only takes a few moments, it's anonymous, your info is safe, and it helps us out a lot. And now, goodbye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.